We can continue from Alam Tara, but we finish. I think we finished Alam Tara, but we'll do that before getting to the reading. That maybe we'll do some laws. It's very difficult to leave out most of them because otherwise it will get quite lengthy. So basically, maybe we'll just do a few things, and so the kitab I'm using is just as a basis, is Tajweed for Beginners. If somebody once has a shauk or wants to buy the kitab, then more than welcome to buy it. I don't think we're going to do the whole kitab, just a few sections. Let's take from there. Main thing is the makharij. As we mentioned in the beginning, there's two parts of the tajweed. When reciting in Arabic, there's two parts. One is the makharij and one is the sifat. So to get your tajweed right or recite Quran right, then you have to recite each letter from its makhraj, meaning makhraj means place of origination, together with its qualities, the qualities that each letter has. So there are few places of the mouth that the letters come from, and they group them. So they group the letters each, and they'll mention to you, for example, number one, what we can do today is there's four different sections of the mouth. Number one is jawful fam, meaning the emptiness of the mouth. That means the middle of the mouth, those letters that I read from the middle of the mouth, alif, waw, and ya. I'm just going to go through it quickly, and then we'll just do one for today. Then you got aqsal halq, which means the lowest portion of the throat. So for indication purpose, I'm going to put my hand here, but it actually, usually we say bottom, middle, and top. But they're all in a short space, right here. We don't read anything from the bottom of our throat right here, close to our chest. I don't think anybody can read anything from there. So it's just this small portion here. But basically, aqsal halq is the lowest portion of the throat. Then you get wastul halq, which is the middle portion of the throat. And adnal halq, which is the highest portion of the throat or the closest portion to the mouth. So it's divided into those three portions of the throat and then the mouth. Then you got the entire mouth. You got the emptiness, the front and back, whatever, things like that. So there are, what we need to remember is jawful fam, the emptiness of the mouth. Three letters are read from there. Alif, waw, and ya. Alif, waw, and ya. These are the three letters, or we call them the letters of mad. The letters of mad. Alif, waw, and ya. The example is given here. The letters of mad, alif, waw, and ya are pronounced from this makhraj, which means the emptiness of the mouth. Example, three examples are given. Nuhiha, udina, utina. So, these letters are letters of the mad. Sometimes when we say mad, we automatically think the letter on top in the Quran that has that line above it, or the wiggly line, that is one type of mud. The mud asli, mud has many portions. The first portion is alif, waw, and ya. Wherever alif preceded by a fatha, waw preceded by a dhamma, ya preceded by a kasra comes, those are the letters of mud. It will be pulled, mud will, in these letters, if there's no alif afterwards in the Quran, it will be indicated by the lines on top of it, the wiggly line, or the, I don't know what sign you call that, but the line, as we know as mad, that would be a different mad. That's mad, that day is mad where there's a hamza afterwards, which is mad muttasil and mad munfasil. But these ones will be pulled for a duration of one alif. So when we say nuhiha, nuhiha, we just pull them one alif. Nuhiha. This word Nuhiha, if you remember this word, then this word in itself has all three letters of mad. Noon, noon, waw. Noon with a dhamma, waw afterwards. Nu, ha, and alif, ha with a kasra and ya afterwards. Hi, ha with a fatha and alif after that. Nuhiha. So if you see, I'll just pass the kitab around. It's the first example, yeah? You can see They got it highlighted in blue, and then after that we'll continue. These are the letters of mud. Nuhiha, they'll be pulled for the duration of one alif. We won't elongate them like the other mud. So, for example, in Surah Fatiha, you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Common mistake, people pull, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wrong. You cannot pull it more than the duration of one alif. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Because it's Ayn with a Fatha and an alif afterwards, so it's Alameen, not Alameen. You can't pull Alameen. And also the other common mistake in Surah Fatiha is Iyyaka na'budu, Iyyaka na'budu. Incorrect. Iyyaka na'budu, just one alif. You can't pull longer than one alif on the Ya with the alif after that. That is, the mad is only allowed to be pulled one alif, so you cannot read Iyyaka na'budu. It's just Iyyaka na'budu. Now we can continue with our surahs. Correctly, we finished Surah Fil, we were doing Surah Quraysh, so we'll start again from the beginning of Surah Quraysh. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. The A'udhu and Bismillah is the most important, although A'udhu is quite a little bit difficult because you got Alif and Ayn afterwards, as we mentioned. A'udhu, A'udhu, that needs a lot of practice, so we can at home, whenever we get a chance, practice. A'udhu, 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 A'udhu billahi, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لإيلاف قريش. In this first ayah you can see we got the alif has a kasra on it and ya with a sukun after that. That is the same mud we spoke about just now. Ya was preceded by a kasra. Li'i, so you have to pull that for the duration of one alif, not longer, not less. You can't say li'ila fi Quraysh. You have to pull it. Li'ila fi, and you can't pull it too much. You can't say li'ila fi Quraysh. Only one alif. One alif, easy way to remember is, take your finger out and pull it back, just like this. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ. And then after that is lam with a mad on top of it, that means lam and alif after that, it's indicated by that small karazabara. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف So شتاء والصيف, that's the second mud we were talking about. This is mud متصل, meaning this mud and the other one in the qira'ah of Hafs and the mud that is below that, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَ, those two are mud, one is mud muttasil, one mud munfasil, they should be equal in duration. Some some people have been maybe, not sure about now, but I know in the Maktab, some children have been taught, which is incorrect, that the bigger mud, they say it as the bigger mud and the small mud, the bigger mud is pulled longer than the smaller mud, which is incorrect. The duration, they call it istiwa ul-mudud, meaning all the muds must be equal. In the qira'ah of Imam Imam Asim from Hafs, with the qira'ah that we read, you pull both the muds in equal duration. Other qira'at and a few other riwayat, like when we read in Salat Tarawih time, you shorten the small mud and leave the big mud. But when you read in our qira'at, you read it in the same duration. So that as long as you're going to pull shita'i, you must pull alladhi at'ama, they're equal. They are equal in duration.
إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
No, that's incorrect. The big, both the months, you allow to read it from four to the duration of four alifs, four alifs as we know, four to five. Either four or five, but whichever one we choose, you keep them together. So if we decide to read the big mud and small mud, the duration is the same, but you have the choice of reading it four or five. So that's what I was, exactly what I was indicating to. In the maktab, sometimes people are taught, I think I was also taught the same thing, the big mud is five and the small mud is four, which is incorrect. Both the muds are either four or five. But there's no difference in the duration that we're pulling. In our qira'ah. In other qira'ah is different, but our qira'ah is the same. They both equal the same. So,
إِيلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيِّفِ.
For the sake of learning, I'll pick my fingers up to pull the mud, and we'll count four fingers, right? So,
إِيلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيِّفِ. إِيلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيِّفِ. إِيلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيِّفِ. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
So we're not going to say هَذَا. Don't put your teeth together, because that would be reciting the dhal as a zal. There's a distinct difference between dhal and zal. So we'll be changing the letter completely. Hazal and hazal. So hazal will be incorrect. Hazal. Take your tongue and place it on the bottom of your front teeth here. Hazal.
هذا البيت. هذا البيت. هذا البيت. الذي أطعمهم من جوع. الذي أطعمهم من جوع. وآمنهم من خوف. وآمنهم من خوف.
I think time is Yes, we took a lot of time today. But any questions we have for regarding the mad or anything else that we read in this surah? Ji. Ji. So that will explain all the makharij, they got it set out there, laid out. We will go through them. So for today, we're just doing the first makharij, which is the open part of the mouth. Three letters are read from there. And then we'll continue further after that. They'll tell you the letters that are read from each portion of the throat, which letters are read from it. Gee, yeah, Aidiyushan should have Tanimuddin. I bought it from Tanimuddin. But Aidiyushan would definitely have this kitab. Tajweed for beginners. Tajweed for beginners.